rockets to my head. Sky rockets, fire and take off.
From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
We'll be right back. Hey, gang, and welcome back to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. I've been off for a couple of weeks, and I'm thrilled to be back behind the mic and producing another show for you. That last song that you heard was from a band called The Girlfriend Experience, and the track was called Thumb. It's from their current album, When in Rome, Do as the Lions Do. And I really like this band. I heard a track previously on Insomnia Radio proper called Kiss Kiss, and the band gave me permission to play this song, so thanks, guys. Really like this band again. Very energetic, and they're gonna go a long way, I do believe. So you can check them out at myspace.com/girlfriendexperience, and they're going to have a dedicated website soon. But it just says coming soon. The link will be on the MySpace page, but they don't have it up and running quite yet. And as for live shows, they've got one coming up at Slim's on July 15th. And then on August 12th, they'll be playing at the Café du Nord. So do check them out when you have a chance. And then to open up the show, I have San Francisco-based artist Amit with his song Skyrockets. Really, really love the track. It's got a nice kind of 60s psychedelic Britpop feel, including the use of Eastern instruments. Now, Amit is of Indian descent and was born in Kuwait and has lived in a number of places across the globe, but now makes San Francisco his home. And the song also represents another milestone for this podcast in that it was the very first one submitted to me from the Indie Music Project. And if you have listened on previous shows where I've talked about the Indie Music Project, or IMP, it is a... it's a service whereby bands will sign up and submit their tracks. And if we like them, we being the IMP staff, or, you know, of music reviewers and podcasters, then we will feature the artist and the various tracks on the site and on podcasts and so forth. So doing a local show for the San Francisco Bay Area, that one was forwarded directly to me. So I was very excited to play it. You can check him out at myspace.com/AmitSpace. That's AmitSpace. And he's also got a dedicated website at AmitMusic.com. So do check him out if you have a chance. All right. Let's see. Back from a vacation of fishing in Montana, which I need a vacation from that vacation because, contrary to popular belief, fishing is not just about relaxation. It's constant focus, especially fly fishing, which is the kind that I was doing. And 5 days is just maybe 3 days too many of fishing. But what can you do? You're stuck up in the gorgeous land of Montana. And, you know, it was fun. It was good. But I'm really glad to be back, especially since I came home to two sick kids and a stressed out wife. And so I'm glad to be able to chip in and participate. And what else? I had a contest. Episode 10 was, I had a contest whereby I was giving away three iTunes gift cards, one in the amount of $25 and two in the amount of $15. And thanks to those of you who participated in the contest and correctly guessed the four bands that were making a repeat appearance on Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and for naming the four songs that were on previous episodes. And yeah, I'm going to make you wait a little bit to find out who won. Of course, for those of you who subscribe to the AAC Enhanced feed, you can just go to the individual chapters and skip right ahead if you'd like to. But if you don't want to cheat, then just check out this next song. This is from a band called Halo, not really sure, and I apologize to the band in advance. H-A-L-O-U is the name of the band. Their track is called Stone Fruit, and I hope you enjoy.
Dear heart, take a look at you.
so good as I have been for you. Gonna join circus? Ah, gonna get away. Be the sideshow that I've been anyway. And if I fall into a net, would you miss me a little bit yet? And if I died at your elephant feet, would you even then regret the deed?
The band was the DeSoto Reds. The track was Elephant Feet from their album called Hang Glide Through Your Window. And good stuff. It's the second, at least, of the 60s kind of psychedelic rock influenced stuff that I've played on this episode. And I really dig it. You can check them out at DeSotoReds.com. They also have a web space presence, as well as pretty much every band in the frickin' universe does right now, but that's a good thing. MySpace.com/DeSotoReds, DeSotoReds. And before that was Halo. I'm just going to call it Halo, okay? I went to their website. I know I should have done this first before introducing their track, but I thought maybe there's a little pronunciation guide on their website. No such luck. Halo.com, HALOU.com, or MySpace.com/Halo, HALOU again. And they've got some great stuff as well. They're listed as Electronica Alternative Down Tempo. Whoops, just clicked on their MySpace and look what happens. Although that song was just a little bit more rockin' than probably a down tempo track might suggest, or label might suggest, anyways. So check them out either on MySpace or on their own website. Okay, coming up soon, the announcement of the winners for my episode 10 contest. But before that, I want to get to an artist that I actually met the other day. I was walking through our little town here. It may or may not be a secret to the listeners of this show, but I actually don't live in San Francisco. I did for many years, and I still work in the city, but I live in the East Bay in a tiny little town. And so we're strolling through. There's an art fair, complete with artists' works, paintings, pottery, jewelry, and so forth, with, you know, food and beer and wine and music. And on various at various parts of the route on the street, you could hear bands or musicians play pretty much throughout the day. And the very first one, right when I got to the festival, there's this guy up on stage, solo, playing an acoustic 12-string. And about 20 seconds into the song, I was like, man, I want to sit down and listen to this guy. So my wife and the kids, we sat down and listened to him. And I was really impressed with what I heard. The songwriting ability, the musicianship, and the vocals overall. Just top-notch stuff. And as we're sitting there, I'm looking at a flyer for his CD release party, which is coming up this week, and another reason why I wanted to play him. And this gal walks up, and she was handing out flyers, and she notices that I already had one. She said, oh, okay, you have one. And I said, yeah. And I introduced myself and told her that I did the podcast, and she kind of stared at me blankly, which is cool. And, this is one of those moments where I wish I had a business card for IR San Francisco. But anyways, I said, well, you're obviously with this guy. Are you a friend, a girlfriend? And she just looks at me and she said, I'm his mother. And my wife and I both just looked at each other, and because she definitely does not look old enough to be his mother. Kudos to you, Mom. And kudos to you, Keith Verone, for a great album that you gave to me. And I am going to play this track off of the album. It's called Intoxicated. And a little bit more about Keith on the other side. Enjoy.
All these worries in my head, swirling, screaming, suffocating. Every whisper I reflect, someone else's way instead. So don't keep me intoxicated, staying with all. Yeah.
Keith Verone with Intoxicated from his excellent album Love is a Hero. And he's having a CD release party this, I believe it's Friday night. Yeah, the what's the date on the calendar? June 30th at the Bottom of the Hill is where he's officially having the CD release party. And go Keith, man, that stuff was rocking. As I mentioned, I saw him play solo with his 12-string acoustic, and just did a phenomenal job. He played that song and a bunch of others, and he actually extended his set because the band that was due to play after him didn't show up on time. So he can wing it as well. Now, I don't know if he's going to be playing solo at Bottom of the Hill or if he's going to have a backing band or what, but he does have quite a few dates coming up, you know, starting with this CD release party and then playing pretty much every month, July, August, September, October, pretty much also all over the country, the West Coast, the Midwest, the South, just really all, the East, Southeast, it looks like. So check him out at myspace.com/Keith Verone. That's KEITHVARON. And he's also got a website at keithverone.com. And, you know, in meeting his mom and it looked like a couple of other family members were milling about, helping to sell the merchandise. You know, he truly has a lot of family support, which I think is paramount if an independent artist is going to make it. So, I'm really happy for him and I hope to hear, bigger and better things from him in the future. Now, he also, I'm not exactly sure which of the songs was featured on MTV's Laguna Beach because it was a sticker on the cellophane covering the CD, and I promptly, you know, ripped it off and chucked it. But he also indicates that another song on this album called Honestly is going to be featured on MTV's The Hills. I'm going to plead ignorance here because I haven't watched MTV since about 1986 because I personally don't like it. But that was about the last time they played music as well. So, but, you know, who am I to knock this guy getting airplay wherever he can so that his music is featured on an MTV show? You know, the OC probably can't be far behind. I'm really, really, really excited about this guy. And he was super nice, too. Just walked up to him and introduced myself. And although he wasn't familiar with the show, I hope he will be in the near future. Now, what else was I going to say about Keith? Sucks not to do a show with show notes, but I probably haven't done any show notes since like episode 4, and it probably shows in the unprofessionalism sometimes that I exhibit behind the mic. But anyways, I'm sure I will remember it at some point and maybe you know, post additional messages to the... I'm going to stop talking now. But KeithVerone.com or myspace.com/Keith Verone. Do check him out. All right. Next, coming up, I've got sort of a double shot in a sense that I'm going to be playing two different bands, but each of these bands is linked by the same band member. And I'm going to go quickly while the song's playing. I'm going to go look up on the websites to find out if it's the front guy or what. But coming up is a band called The Young Has-Beens with their song Wrong Side of the Word. Jason featured it on Insomnia Radio a few episodes back. And following it will be Jubonic with Better Days Ahead. And that's all. And catch you on the flip side.
What a mouthpiece, what a sound. national kerosene refining factory. But there'll be better days ahead, I said. Looking through this endless haze towards better days. Corruption spread like a disease. But don't lose sight of my fantasy. There'll be better days ahead. Streets are pothole, the trouble's tenfold. We got no sense of our society. Soup kitchen lines longer than DMV. The beauty contest is rigged by brute force. Shows a smile crocodile, tears are shed back in a hotel bed. But there'll be better days ahead, I said. Looking through this endless haze towards better days. Corruption spread like a disease. Don't lose sight of my fantasy. There'll be better days.
Was Better Days Ahead from Jubonic, and before that was Wrong Side of the Word from Young Has-Beens. And now I know exactly why I don't know which person is in both bands. I contacted this guy through his MySpace page on Jubonic, and you know, I don't have the message in front of me, so I can't recall his name at the moment. But he said, oh yeah, you should check out my other band, Young Has-Beens. I think Jason played them on Insomnia Radio. And I said, oh, okay, I didn't realize the two were related. But on the Young Has-Beens site, I remember too, in listening to Insomnia Radio, Jason listed out the band members, who are the Elderly on piano, the Fringe on guitar, the Missing on computers, the Web on bass, the Law on drums, and the Mainstream on guitar. So how the hell am I supposed to tell who's in Jubonic as well? The band members for Jubonic are Jubilee Lang on guitar, Eric Getter on drums, and Torsten Hartwell on bass. Really, 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 really good stuff, and I hope you do check them out. MySpace.com/Jubonic or MySpace.com/Young Has-Beens. And now, the moment all of you only listening to the MP3 feed have been waiting for. I am evil. The winners of episode 10 contest. I have three prizes. I have three winners. And first of all, I want to thank everybody who participated. And sometimes I just wish I could give out prizes to everybody, because it shows that people are listening, that that they care enough to write in about the show and to provide feedback. And actually the feedback too, in addition to providing the contest answers, the feedback was quite positive. People liked the vibe and the groove that I was spinning on the show. So thank you very much, everybody. So without further ado, and I apologize, I believe I got the name right, because I just went back to check and my internet is not working right now. So not only do I not have show notes, I don't have access to my email or to any MySpace pages coming up, which is okay because I've just got one more band. Blah, blah. Here we go. The winner of the $25 iTunes gift card goes to Jay Dominguez, otherwise known as Thad, on the Insomnia Radio Forum. Thad is from the Bay Area. I don't know exactly where. I just know it's not San Francisco. So, Thad, congratulations. You're the winner of the $25 iTunes gift card, and I will be sending that to you real soon. And the two winners of the $15 gift cards, Rob from Nova Scotia, congratulations, and Jay Rabinowitz from Rhode Island, who also runs the Jaded Dog blog. I believe, of course, I have no internet right now. Jaded Blog, or Jaded Dog. I'd better get off the mic real soon. And I promise, folks, I'll try to, you know, brush up my chops before I take, or if I do take such an extended leave again. Jay Rabinowitz of the Jaded Dog blog, I believe it's at blogspot.thejadeddog.com or something. I will provide a link to his or her site. It's actually, it's unclear. I've tried to do a little digging around and can't really tell. It's gender neutral. So, but a very cool site and definitely worth reading. Book reviews, movie reviews, music reviews, podcast reviews, and a lot of ranting about the idiots in Washington. So I enjoy reading it on a weekly basis. So again, Thad, $25, Rob in Nova Scotia, $15, and Jay Rabinowitz in Rhode Island, another $15. Congratulations to you three. I will be sending out the cards very soon. And thanks again to everybody who participated. All right, last song for this episode, and I'm going to be reaching all the way back to IR San Francisco number one and playing a band called Richard Bitch. And these guys just melted my face off, especially with the guitar. Just mind-blowing. This song is called Jacques Cousteau, and if you listen to the solo, it actually kind of sounds either like you're underwater or kind of like that whale speech, you know, that kind of thing, the sonic stuff that they got going on that they communicate with. Anyways, it does to me. So I'm gonna leave you with Richard Bitch and Jacques Cousteau. Thank you for putting up with my unprofessionalism this episode. And I really hope it's not me and it's mostly the music that's keeping you coming back. Thanks again, guys. Bye.
This has been a production of Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. We'll see you next time, gang.